Welcome back to Magical Banana Hour. That's a little hint for our theme today. It's magical creatures. We started off today with Dwarf Nebula Processional March. And we're and the next song we're gonna listen to is Small People, and my favorite part is when the little people say they got the great green forest, and they trapped the great green forest in a matchbox because they're small people.
Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of songs about small people to start off this magical episode about magical creatures. Now, let's see. What kinds of small magical people can you name?
Dwarfs.
Okay.
Gnomes.
Yeah.
Pixies.
Yeah.
Fairies.
Oh, yeah.
And elves.
Good. We have songs about all those little people. Those magical little people that you never quite can see in the forest. They're always just outside the corner of your eye. Unless you get there at a magical time. Oh, let's not forget about leprechauns.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to start off with a bunch of songs about dwarfs.
Dwarfs, dwarf, dwarf, dwarf. Dwarf, dwarf, dwarf.
Beginning with Small People by Weavy Stunder. Yeah, you heard me right. Weavy Stunder.
In a great green forest, a woodman and his wooden wife and their merry little son called Tom Wooden Thumb.
That is the point.
No. Yes, Tom Wooden Thumb was his name. Big wooden fella. No bigger than a marble. No bigger, in fact, than a piece of dust on his father's hat. His mother would cook him meals. He'd get two, maybe three, green peas. He'd sit down on a potato using a sixpence for his table and a huge grey wooden wolf's head for his plate.
Small people.
One day, he had a wonderful plan. "I may not be big," said Tom, "but if Mother would lift me up and put me into a horse's ear, I'd be able to grow to the size of a giant and put the Great Green Forest in a matchbox using my special shoes and a wooden pea." "Come along, Mother," said Tom. "I'm not frightened." And he went off singing his own special little song.
The microscopic man can do all the things the microman can. I'm a grain of rice, a grain of sand. Peep in your ear when you're asleep. Crawl under your fingernail for the secrets you keep. Swimming in a raindrop, living in a thimble.
Ah, 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 ah. A lot, we hold the key, so smile because there's grapes for tea. Shh, BTO.
Last band is Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, doing their song Dwarfish Trumpet Blues, about a little dwarf playing a trumpet. And then before that, we had the song Three Jolly Little Dwarfs by the band Tomorrow. And then we started off this dwarfish set with Small People, which was about Tom Wooden Thumb. And if he gets into the ear of a horse with his magic shoes on, he can turn into a giant and get the Great Green Forest in a matchbox. Now, before we get into our gnome songs, we're forgetting about everybody's favorite magical dwarves, the Oompa Loompas. We have to hear a song from the Oompa Loompas. And if you've seen the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory movie, they do three different songs. So let's hear their song that they sing when Willy Wonka unveils the everlasting gobstopper in his magical candy factory. Imagine that, Ollie. A gobstopper, a candy you can put in your mouth, suck on it, and it would never get smaller and never disappear. Sound good? Would you try it if Willy Wonka gave you one? Yeah. And then we're going to hear a couple gnome songs.
But he's not real.
Sad but true. Well, you know what? There is really a Willy Wonka candy factory. There's really a company called Willy Wonka that makes candies. But I don't know that they employ any Oompa Loompas. Now, if you know a lot about 60s psychedelic music, you probably know these gnome songs coming up. Now, you're expecting me to say, we're going to hear The Gnome by Pink Floyd, which is a great song, and it's the original. But there's a really great version of it by Neil Pye from that TV show called The Young Ones. He put out a heavy concept album, and he did a cover of The Gnome, and it's really great. So we're going to hear that version. And then the classic David Bowie song, The Laughing Gnome, which is full of funny little gnome jokes. So pay attention and try and hear if you can hear any gnome jokes. Some of them might be funnier to British listeners, but you'll get it. And then we're going to hear The Dance of the Gnomes by Les Baxter. So stay tuned for this set of gnome songs on the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour special.
Special Medical Creatures
Edition.
Can't you see? It makes everlasting gobstoppers.
Did you say everlasting gobstoppers?
That's right. For children with very little pocket money, you can suck them forever. What you are witnessing, dear friends, is the most enormous miracle of the machine age. The creation of a confectionery giant. Finito!
Oompa, loompa, doompa-dee-doompa, I've got another puzzle for you. Oompa, loompa, doompa-da-dee, if you are wise, you'll listen to me. Gum-chewing's fine when it's once in a while. It stops you from smoking and brightens your smile. But it's repulsive, revolting, and wrong. Chewing and chewing all day long. The way that a cow does. Oompa, loompa, doompa-dee-da. Given good manners, you will go far. You will live in happiness too. Like the Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Doo.
I want to tell you a story about a little man, if I can. A gnome named Grimble Grumble and little gnomes stay in their homes, eating, sleeping, drinking their wine. He wore a scarlet tunic, a blue-green hood, it looked quite good. He had a big adventure amidst the grass, fresh air at last. Whining, moaning, scratching his nose. And then one day, hooray, another way for gnomes to say.
Down the high street when I heard footsteps behind. at me, chuckling away, laughing all day. Oh, to report you to the gnome office.
Gnome office.
I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. Said the laughing gnome. Well, I gave him roasted toadstools and a glass of dandelion wine. Then I put him on a train to Eastbourne, carried his bag and gave him a fag.
Have you got a light, boy?
Yeah, where do you come from?
No man's land.
Oh, really? In the morning, when I woke up, he was sitting on the edge of my bed with his brother whose name was Fred. He brought him along to sing me a song. All right, let's hear it. Yeah, what's that clicking noise?
That's Fred. He's a
metronome. Ha, ha, ha. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. Ha, ha, ha. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. Haven't you got a gnome to go to?
No, we are nomads.
Didn't they teach you to get your hair cut at school? You look like a rolling gnome.
Yeah, not at the London School of Economics.
Now they're staying up my chimney and we're living on caviar and honey.
Hooray!
Cos they're earning me lots of money fighting comedy pros for radio shows. It's the, it's the gnome service, of course.
Welcome back. We just heard The Dance of the Gnomes as composed by Prince Di Candriano. An actual prince wrote that music. And then it was recorded by Les Baxter and his orchestra. And that was from a ballet called Festival of the Gnomes. And before that, we heard The Laughing Gnome from David Bowie, from his early works. And I know that's one of your favorites, Rowan.
I know. Yeah, it's good. My favorite part of it is, of course, The Laughing Gnome.
It's a funny voice, eh?
Yeah.
I'm the laughing gnome and you can't catch me.
Sounds good, Ollie.
I'm the laughing gnome and you can't catch me.
Hey, let's play a little game. Say something that a gnome would say into the microphone. And then when we're done recording this part, I'll make it sound fast like a gnome. Okay, come close and say something that a gnome would say.
Golly.
No, like a whole sentence.
And then laughing gnome and you can't catch me and I pee under a tree.
I guess that's true. Maybe they have tiny little gnome toilets. Maybe they use a thimble for a toilet. Okay, I'll play the game too.
I use a little thimble for a toilet.
And then we heard Neil Pye from the Young Ones doing a cover of Pink Floyd's The Gnome. Now, of course, gnomes and dwarfs aren't the only tiny woodland creatures. We also have elves and pixies. So let's hear a song about an elf, and let's hear a song about pixies on this magical edition of Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour.
Down among the daisies in the glen lives a little elf called Joe. If you go on tiptoe now and then, you may see him dancing heel and toe in his suit of green with red lapels. Tripping up and down goes he, tapping out the time on silver bells, whistling a tune all fancy free. See him hop, see him skip, see him jump.
words, but they don't know how to show it. The leverage you're most likely to succeed, though you don't know how they know it. I don't want your stories anymore. They were fun when I was four. I'd do away with the pixies if you could give me something more. She's away with the pixies. Go out of style, and the jealous costs you know so much they can't quite get a grip. Everything they wish they were, you never miss a trick. I don't watch your stories anymore. They were fun.
Heard Away with the Pixies by Ben Lee, and before that we heard The Elf by the Barbara Moore Singers.
Thanks. And up next we have a set of winged magical creatures. Do you guys remember what a Pegasus is?
It's a flying horse.
Yeah, magical flying horse. That'd be fun.
Pegasus, the flying horse.
That's right.
But Mommy said...
So, okay, Ollie, if you had a Pegasus, where would you fly to?
Captain America's place.
Where?
Captain America's place.
Captain America's house?
Yeah.
Oh, how come?
Because I wanted to be on his team.
You should be on Captain Canuck's team. He's Canadian. After Pegasus, we're going to hear some dragon songs. We're going to hear the classic song Puff the Magic Dragon, who lives by the sea. But we're going to hear a cool version that's actually mixed together with We're Off to See the Wizard, the Wonderful Wizard of Oz. And I guess there are lots of magical creatures in The Wizard of Oz. Right, Rowan?
Yeah, like the flying monkey guards.
Oh, yeah. And the little munchkin people that help out Dorothy when she's trying to get home.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to hear a song called Le Dragon from an old video game called Loom. Which looks pretty cool. I've never played it, but we were watching someone else play it on YouTube. It's one of those old computer games where you use your mouse to click on a place on the screen, and then the little character walks over to that place, and then you can talk to different people and try to find objects to finish the story. So it's kind of a fantastical story, and I guess in one section of the game, there's a dragon. So we're going to hear a little video game music, like we often do.
Yes.
And then what's this song called afterwards, Rowan?
Boo Boo. Bop, 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 I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Boo Boo, bop, 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 I love you. Boo Boo, bop, 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 I love you.
And what movie does that come from?
Pete's Dragon?
Yeah. An old Disney movie from 1977. I saw that when I was a kid and I really liked it. Haven't seen it since, though. But as soon as I heard this song and heard his voice, it all came back to me. Maybe we should watch that sometime. All right. Three dragon songs after Pegasus by the Hollies on this magical edition of Cuckoo Bananas
Variety Hour.
Follow me, follow, see what you see. I'll take you somewhere you've never been. High on a mountain, deep down in the sea, to faraway lands you can travel with me. I'm Pegasus the flying horse. I'm Pegasus the flying horse. Ride on my back and hold on to my wings. I'll take you by night to what's only been dreams. Time has no value where we're going to. People are happy there, they're never blue. I'm Pegasus the flying horse. I'm Pegasus the flying horse. This can only happen to you if you keep our secret. Don't tell anyone about our magic horse. You can go where you want, I can take you anywhere, 'cause I'm Pegasus the flying horse. I'm Pegasus the flying horse. Pegasus the flying horse. I'm Pegasus the flying horse. Follow me, follow, see what you see. I'll take you somewhere that you've never been. High on a mountain, deep down in the sea, to far away lands you can travel with me. I'm Pegasus the flying horse. Pegasus the flying horse. I'm Pegasus the flying horse.
Because
So we just listened to a song from the movie Pete's Dragon, which came out in 1977. But while we were listening to it, we searched the name Pete's Dragon, and guess what? They're making a new version, 2016 version. So if you have something against old films, I guess you could watch the new one instead. But I would recommend just watching the original one. Why not? If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? And that the dragon in that movie, guess what his name is? I'll give you a hint. The dragon's name is a name of a friend of yours.
Oliver?
No, not Oliver.
Ryan?
No, not Ryan. It's actually Elliot. And the boy's name is Pete. And that's why the movie's called Pete's Dragon. And you can tell from that song that they really like each other. They're best buds. We've got one more song for you today. And the reason why we only have one more is because it's a long one, but it tells a really cool story about kids who can fly. And so they fly all over a magical land, and they meet lots of magical creatures, including dragons. And they dream of candy forests. And they ride on a boat. And guess who's the captain of the boat? It's a porcupine.
Porcupine.
Yeah, and the crew of his ship, they're all white fluffy rabbits. So the children get to play with the rabbits on their boat ride. And this is by a band called Kaleidoscope, who we actually heard on the insect edition of our show. Actually, that would be a great drawing for the kids at home to do while listening to this song. Try and draw a boat with a porcupine captain and bunnies riding on it. And if you do, maybe you should get your parents to take a picture of it and send it to our email address at kookoookoobananas@gmail.com. Or they could put it up on our Cuckoo Bananas Facebook page. And then we could look at it too. And if Ollie draws a picture of a porcupine captain, I'll make sure to put that up on Facebook. And that's all the time we have for this edition of Cuckoo Bananas. So thank you all for listening, and take care out there.
Tinkling floated across the island with ease, and it came back toward them on the perfume breeze. They smiled at the tinkling, they gazed at the sun, and they smiled at each other, pretty little ones. A beautiful white horse came down to the sea, and the children all climbed as he knelt on one knee. They rode through the valleys and high over hills, and they laughed oh so loudly, their fear to kill. They came to a lakeside of deep velvet and green, and they all stared in wonder at its beauty. setting. They climb from the White House. They watch as it goes, as they stood by the green lake water, kiss their toes. A boat in the distance was suddenly there, waiting to take the children to anywhere. The porcupine captain said that he didn't mind. In his coat of blunt needles, he looked very kind. But out of the blackness shone diamonds so bright. Many tiny white hands shielded eyes from the light. In a pool of quicksilver stood Neptune so wise. New pearls were his white teeth, bright diamonds his eyes. Children he gave, they listened intently as the music came forth from the magic pink seashells, and nobody talked. But Neptune had vanished when they lifted their eyes. So they walked from the cave as two kingfishers cried in the bright shiny sunlight. They got down on to the seashells of the musical sea. Children said they would, and away they did fly through the white clouds of no time, till forever it seems. And the children stayed children, and they lived in their dreams.